Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, August 26th. And then it was this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn down 3.25 cents, 548.5. September wheat up 7.75 cents at 719. And November beans down 4.75 cents at 1328. Export sales this morning were terrible on the wheat, 116. A little bit light on the corn at 690. The beans were a good number, 1.25. We had some more sales this morning, 100,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia, 333,000 metric tons of beans to China, and 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. The weather, we had, you know, pretty good rains around the Midwest last night. It looks like the northern plains are going to get some more rain the next couple of days, so it's certainly easing some fears out here. Crude oil is down $1.13 a barrel. Pushing the bean oil down. We were down 60 ticks overnight. We've been kind of led up by this rally in the crude oil, rallying the bean oil. That may be over here for a while now. The strength in the wheat may not see the follow through with the lousy export number this morning. The dollar is stronger. It's up 19 ticks, back over 93 cents at 93.02 for the time being. But certainly the weather moving forward. You know, you turn on the news and all they talk about is the extreme heat around much of the Midwest, and that's true. And that in itself would cause you to think that yields would be certainly lighter than we've been looking at, but we're also getting a fair amount of rain where we're seeing the heat. So it kind of offsets it to some degree out here. But in my opinion, rain makes grain. We kind of, you know, it's going to be hot in August. That's not no news flash out there. So as long as we get rains with this heat, in those areas, we'll be okay in those areas that actually do get the rain. Where we don't get the rain, obviously, we could be shaving some bushels off the yield. But it's getting kind of late in the season. We can still affect this crop in the next 3 weeks if we get more rains. Or if we put big heat on the grain the next 3 weeks, that would certainly have an impact. We don't see that longer term. We see a fair amount of normal warm weather out here for the time being. Technically, we've had a nice three-day rally in the corn and beans out here. The fund's generally buying 3 days waves, so that may be it for the time being out here. Options, the September options expire tomorrow. I don't see what think we'll see a whole lot of playing around in there. SEP corn may try to hang around 550 and let all the 550 puts and calls expire worthless. But we'll see what kind of pressure they want to put on it today. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.